This is KCUR 89.3. Last week, UMKC professor Michelle Boisseau traveled to New York City for a reading sponsored by Best American Poetry Series editor David Lehman and this year's guest editor Edward Hirsch. She shared her discoveries of several Kansas City connections with New Letters on the Air host Angela Elam.
Michelle, I am so excited for you because not only is Among the Gorgons, your fifth collection of poetry, the winner of the Tampa Review Prize for Poetry, but one of the poems in this is part of Best American Poetry 2016, which is hot off the press.
Right. The poems all were published in 2015 in different journals. Edward Hirsch, who's going to be here next week at Rutgers University Midwest Poet Series, and David Lehman, who's also been in Kansas City for the Midwest Poet Series, they were both talking about how many journals all across America they had read.
Now, your poem was originally published in
the Gettysburg Review. But I was there on stage with about 39 other poets. They'd never had so many decide to show up.
Really? Why do you think this happened to be such a banner year for
them? I'm not sure, but there are some people in here who just recently died, whose final books had come out. Like C.K. Williams.
And Kansas City native James Tate,
yeah,
who died.
Exactly. I think it's also because there are a lot of people who kind of like, oh, that's a dear friend. It'll be an opportunity to hang out. And boy, was it ever. I mean, I met my friend Eleanor Wilner, who's also in this edition.
And who blurbed your book.
Yes. Oh, she and I became friends when she was the Cock Affair Chair Writer in Residence in 2007. So we hung out, went to the Morgan Library, quick dinner, went to this reading. People whose work I'd known for 20 and more years, they were sitting next to me on the stage. Hello, finally! It was really a great time. Every poet just got up, said their name, read the poem, sat down. And James Richardson, who's also in this edition.
And also blurbed your book.
Jim and I had a good time laughing, and then adios. Next day, I went back to the Morgan Library, did a bunch of research on this project on Milton I'm doing. Then I went to the Met, did more research on this painting I've been working on a poem about, got on my plane and came home, and then we had Al Young here.
Who is also in this collection.
Who is also in this collection. There's a weird serendipity going on here. But it's the kind of thing a poet notices.
Well, let's hear your poem.
Okay. The title is strange, but is explained within the poem.
Ooglig.
Clock in the hall, tea in cups. Henry James has come to call on George Eliot. To begin with, he writes his father, she is magnificently ugly, deliciously hideous. James is 26. Forgive him for flexing his wit as his pen strides under a lamp burning with whale oil. And let's go where ugly began. Old Norse. Iceland writing a gash in the earth's crust so that slow kisses burble the stinking mud and hot goo geysers in hairy splendor. Offshore, the whale roads are so thick with monsters that were you nimble enough, you could dash across their breaching. Ugly, ooglig, the choke and glub of drowning, overcome outside your element among the flowing families of swimmers with faces not meant to be looked at. Ugly is the mother of the sublime, dreadful and magnetic. It sucks you over edges with a torque of awe, so much like love, it must be love. Now in this vast ugliness, James continues, resides the most powerful beauty, which in a very few minutes steals forth and charms the mind, so you end as I ended, in falling in love with her. And Eliot, in her horse face glory, all her life she's watched faces recoil and collect, pulling down their shades. Her eyes open farther and farther, terrorizing with tenderness as she peers through the viscous heat that ego sizzles in, the flaps of pride and currents of loneliness nursed on dumb hurts. She reaches in and grabs the beating soul.
Ugligg from Michel Boisseau's Among the Gorgons, and now included in the Best American Poetry 2016. And you are going to be doing a reading.
Yes, at the Pilgrim Chapel, that beautiful little church on Gillam, just north of 39th Street. After I do my reading, which is not going to be very long, 30 minutes or so, Polish opera singer is going to serenade us.
It's a perfect pairing.
Poetry and opera, it's like oysters and rosé, brie and champagne. It's going to be delicious.
For more, visit kcur.org. I'm Angela Elam from New Letters on the Air for KCUR 89.3.
Tune in to New Letters on the Air Sunday mornings at 6 here on KCUR 89.3.